President Bush awarded him the National Medal of Arts. The Queen of England made him an honorary member of the British Empire. He's won the American Teacher Award. For 24 years, Rafe Esquith has taught at an inner-city school in Los Angeles. And as Michelle Trudeau reports, he inspires his fifth graders to excel far beyond the low expectations often placed on poor immigrant children.
Every morning, the children of Rafe Esquith's fifth grade class get to school early, 6:30, nearly 2 hours before the rest of the students, to work on mental math.
Okay, let's do another one. Everybody think of the number of justices that sit on the United States Supreme Court. Add to that the number of members of the United States Senate. Yes. Add one. Cut that number in half. Divide by 11 and show me an answer. Yedem was first with her five. Good job. Alexis has his five.
Coming to school early is part of what Esquith calls the culture of excellence in his classroom. He expects a lot from these 10-year-old inner-city children, and he gets it. They volunteer to come in early and work through recess and stay late till 5 and come to class during vacations and holidays, studying 270 days a year, over 100 days more than the typical fifth grader.
Subtract the number of weeks in a fortnight. Divide by 10 and show me an answer. 8 is good. I see a lot of 8s coming up.
Their hard work shows up in their test scores, consistently scoring in the top 5 to 10% of the country. But as Esquith explains it, his students aren't geniuses. They just outwork everybody else.
There is a misconception that poor children do not care about school. It's just not true. If you build it, they will come. We have a culture here with so many wonderful things for the children to do that they hate leaving this classroom.
Hobart Elementary is a challenging school. That's what attracted Esquith here 2 decades ago. It's the second largest elementary school in the nation, with over 2,000 students. 90% of them live below the poverty line. All are from immigrant families, Hispanic and Asian primarily. None speaks English as their first language. Yet the students in room 56 excel at English, reading literature far above their fifth grade level and loving it.
All right, let's do Jason.
Some guy in the first row always had to get up and pick it up and hand it to him. That's awful, in my opinion. But if you thought about him just enough and not too much, you could figure
it out. It's Catcher in the Rye this week. Before that, Of Mice and Men, the autobiography of Malcolm X, Animal Farm, Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, over 600 hours of reading a year compared to the typical 200 hours for other fifth graders. But Esquith takes his students beyond contemporary literature and into a world which is the heart and soul of his teaching, an intensive immersion in William Shakespeare, reading his plays, studying his life and times. Their year-long study culminates when they present a full-length, unabridged production of Shakespeare. Last year it was Hamlet. This year, The Taming of the Shrew.
Good morrow. Kate? For that's your name, I hear.
Well, have you heard, but something hard of hearing. They call me Captain, that do talk of me.
You lie in faith, for you are called Plain Kate and Bonnie Kate, and sometimes Kate the Cursed. But, Kate, prettiest kid in Christendom.
This is something you'd be amazed to witness at the best private school in Los Angeles. But to be here, in this inner-city public school, watching the children of immigrants perform Shakespeare with such flair and assuredness, it takes your breath away.
I moved to woo thee for my wife.
Moved in good time. Let it not move you hither, remove you hence. I knew yet the first, you were immovable.
Why? What's immovable?
Esquith, bearded, 6 feet tall, in a cardigan, corduroys, sneakers, stands surrounded by his pint-sized actors, giving them stage directions, as well as the subtext and humor of Shakespeare.
So in other words, conceives can mean understands, but conceives can also mean gets pregnant. So Petruchio goes, you got pregnant by me? I don't think so. So you're making a joke.
Esquith's passion for Shakespeare began in his own childhood. His father, a social worker in the barrio of East L.A., read him Shakespeare's plays as bedtime stories. So Esquith brought what he loves into his classroom, with the result that some of his 10-year-olds will know more about the beauty and nuances of English than many native speakers.
It's all about language. And I figure if you're going to learn English, why not learn from Shakespeare? Because he was pretty good at it.
the Hobart Shakespeareans have performed on much larger stages, at the Old Globe Theatre in London, before the Royal Shakespeare Company, and at Shakespearean festivals throughout the United States. As their reputation has grown, foundations and other funders have begun to support Esquith's young thespians. The Shakespearean actor Ian McKellen is actively involved with the class. Oprah Winfrey recently chipped in $100,000.
37 plays. I want them all.
King Lear.
King Lear.
Twelfth Night.
Twelfth Night.
As You Like It.
As You Like It.
What I really remember is he really helped me learn to love learning.
Matt Parlow, now 30, was one of Esquith's first students. Esquith, he says, has an inner compass when it comes to educating young children.
I couldn't wait for our Shakespeare plays. I couldn't wait to just listen to him and learn. I couldn't wait to engage with him and have him ask me questions and have me respond and see what he thought of my ideas in certain areas.
All right, boys and girls, listen carefully. It's recess time and I need us to tune up and get ready for the concerto. We'll start with the first movement.
Rather than the typical mad dash outside for recess, these children quietly unpack guitars, arrange sheet music, tune their instruments.
All right, ready? One, two, three, and.
None of these 10-year-olds had ever played guitar before. None could read music. Esquith stands in the center of the room watching his students perform, a proud smile on his face. He recognizes it's no coincidence that his father, whom he adored, died when he was just 9, and that his own life's work is devoted to children the same age, to be their mentor and role model, like the one he lost at too early an age. An Esquith education doesn't stop after 5th grade. He's created classes for his former students. 50 teenagers now come every Saturday to study with him. Advanced math, history, more Shakespeare, and to prepare for the SAT. Joanne Chu was one of his former students. She's now studying music at Northwestern University.
He never stops, and he never takes a step back, because he knows that one step back and he might lose a kid.
After 24 years of teaching, Esquith earns $44,000 a year. He and his wife Barbara, a nurse, have raised 4 children. He could easily earn a lot more, but has always turned down offers to teach at higher-end, higher-paying schools. I asked him why he does it.
Basically, I'm just real angry. This is supposed to be a land of equal opportunity. It's not. I get these great kids here, and across town there are these wealthy kids, and there's nothing wrong with being a wealthy kid. Good for them. But their moms went to Stanford, and their dad's a doctor. And they get all these things because of who they are, and these kids don't, and that bothers me. But I like a level playing field, and we don't have one. So until the playing field is level, I have to keep working.
During his first decade of teaching, Esquith juggled 4 different jobs so he could pay for all the extras he'd created for his students. He nearly went broke, and working the extra jobs nearly broke his health. But then, as Esquith tells it, he got lucky. His former student, Matt Parlow, while at Yale Law School, incorporated the Hobart Shakespeareans into a nonprofit organization. He wrote Esquith at the time, "You saved me, now I'm going to save you." It now receives about $100,000 a year in donations, all of it going to supporting the music programs, the Shakespeare productions, the field trips, the scholarship fund, and the extraordinary journey that fifth graders take every year with Rafe Esquith. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.
And you can see photos from Rafe Esquith's classroom and read an excerpt from his memoir at our website, npr.org.